The older I get, the more I reflect on those things that make life happy and exciting. One of those great life thrills is the joy of international travel and tourism. Whether it's skulking about the great cathedrals of Europe, relaxing on a Caribbean beach, or walking along the bustling Great Wall, the allure of observing human personality, diverse religious observances, and the natural wonders of the planet can be a deeply spiritual experience. Many years ago, I happened to be in England for a conference at St. Anthony's College, Oxford. It was my 37th birthday, and it changed the way I viewed the world and issues of faith. After I got out of the cab from London's Heathrow Airport, the porter at the college took my bags to my set and called me yet another taxi to take me to Christ Church Cathedral. I sat through the first service very tired, somewhat hungry, and generally unimpressed. It was a sad matin service without a lot of music. I was pensive and agitated, but I needed to stay awake so that my own body could adjust to the new time and new setting. But my gut told me to sit through the next service, sung Eucharist, and I followed that sixth sense, and my life and views towards sacred music changed forever. Stephen Darlington's Christ Church Cathedral Choir sang some of the most beautiful music I had ever heard, and Canon George Patterson's theologically heavy sermon changed the way I viewed sacred speak. Needless to say, I went back to my room in college on cloud nine because I felt as if I had literally been there. I would recommend an Oxbridge vacation to any would-be traveler because it would give them an opportunity to visit the great colleges, cathedrals, bookstores, and novelty shops. It is rich with history, culture, and tradition. And if the tourist is a fan of the great British crime dramas like Inspector Morse or Inspector Lewis, there will be an almost immediate connection with a diverse and intricate setting. Not all of my travels have been so centered on the cerebral. A few years ago, I had the pleasure of visiting Montego Bay, Jamaica, and it was a virtual musical and culinary smorgasbord. The wind coming off the Caribbean Sea tempered the oppressive heat of the August sun. Music ranging from Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Eek a Mouse, and Jimmy Cliff provided a very attractive soundtrack to mornings on the beach and evenings in the dance clubs. The food and wine were perfect. And the trip on the catamaran up the bay to Jimmy Buffett's restaurant was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, especially when I got over my morbid fear of falling into the sea. A Caribbean vacation would be ideal for those who enjoy fun and sun, but for those who love interactions with people from every walk of life, enjoy exemplary service and lush settings, a trip to Jamaica, Barbados, Aruba, or the Bahamas would be very well worth the trip. Then there was China, the trip that I would never have envisioned embarking upon in my wildest dreams. I got an email from Murray State's international office in the early spring of 2008 notifying me that I had been chosen as part of a delegation to represent the university on a visit with the People's Education Press. That is when the excitement began. Gift purchases for our hosts, visa applications, lectures and readings on proper etiquette, and books on the history of that great civilization only added to the anticipation. And the night before the trip, I couldn't sleep a wink. I think I watched the musical Hair on my kitchen television at 3 a.m. before heading to the mortar pool. We got to Nashville, and we were delayed on the ground. We were just about to miss our flight from Chicago O'Hare to Beijing's National Capital Airport. But, as luck and fate would have it, we made it just in time for the 13-hour flight. Jet-lagged, anxious, and unable to speak the language, it was nonetheless exciting to see the people, enjoy the food, read the English newspapers, and enjoy the scenery. One of the great highlights of the trip for me was to get on my cell phone and call my loved ones from the Great Wall of China, a truly moving moment in my own life. Tours of cities like Kaifeng, Luoyang, Shangzhou, and of course Beijing were a dream come true. Students of diplomacy, connoisseurs of fine dining and cooking, exotic music, and the arts would really appreciate a trip to China. It would be a life-changing experience and make global exchange a reality. Murray State University has always been our window to the much larger world, and I would encourage students and faculty to look into the great opportunities at international study, travel, and enrichment. Racer Nation students have great opportunities to spend a semester taking classes at the University of Regensburg in Germany, another gateway to Europe's finest cities. There are also great venues through the Kentucky Institute of International Studies and the Cooperative Center for Study Abroad. Reading about these great international destinations in the covers of a book are one thing, but actually visiting these places and studying with our knowledgeable faculty can provide a chance to view the world from a new perspective. The key to the joys of international travel is to view oneself as a part of a much larger global schema. And the thrills and excitement from visiting other places and learning about different cultures is truly a great way to understand the world and one's place in it.